This is a production of Cornell University.
Monday for my staff, and tonight I've authorized the creation of 4 new frontline this entire process has really been guided by, I think, what our core principles are as Craft Council. And I think we didn't want to come to this meeting, and we tried very hard not to come to this meeting. And that's why you received an email last night rather than weeks before. In that email, we detailed what exactly happened to Craft Council and then also our counterparts who are with us here today, IMD and MDLC, and then also all the class council. All the stuff that we had to go through and just to get our way back. So just to kind of demonstrate how much this issue means to us, I would ask if everybody from class council and IMD and MDLC could please stand if they're here with us. So the people that are standing behind us are on the exec board, they're their class representatives, or they're on the exec board of IFC or MDLC, but this is an issue I think that has affected all of us pretty deeply. In the email that we described, and to the audience, don't let me leave you out of the briefing on this. Basically, what we went into was the process of how we not first, the reasoning was unjustified, and on top of that, there was no real effort to take any input from any of these issues whatsoever. It seemed to just come right out of the blue and just right out. So, what happened was that week before we received an email, and I think everybody else that day, IFP and the other people received an email that we're going to be down within 1 month. What was not discussed at the time is that they were in fact in the people's office. We weren't aware that the top council, and that actually really hurt for us because we have three previous members of the board of choosing a board on the top council. And that is one person as well. But the reason for our removal was that, or it was implicit that we didn't need that one, which just seems to be completely offhand because my understanding of capacity is that the bylaws, and if you get a year of running capacity, then that just makes you more dangerous to be in that area. So why that issue was the reason for our removal, we didn't understand, and we actually made that because of that. The second reason that was given to us after that one, that was they said, you know, actually that wasn't the reason, sorry, we didn't do it. They didn't do that. That was a new program that we were to be moving straight because we did not meet the guidelines of the programming that they wanted to bring in. And that, I mean, I think that would be a fair point if we were not class council, which is dedicated to programming. We are a programming board, that's what we do. Last night, after we sent out the email to everyone,
amount of that contribution.
I think Jonathan, but the other thing that I'll add is that from my perspective, I've only been software, and this is not an issue that I want to have to deal with in the future. It's taken away a significant amount of time and effort from the program that we're supposed to do, as well as a bunch of other organizations, and I don't think it's helpful. The SA wants to be using the
conditions to make it as well. Okay. People would like to see on the figure book, tell me on your regular figure book for discussion after. We have discussions from the community. The next figure book from the community is late round.
Motion to bring all the parties at the start table so that it can be discussed.
Is that seconded?
Seconded.
Okay. Invite in consent. With all the, with every, all involved parties on this matter, please come forward. Is Tita and Frank, the Wilshire Hall meeting board, on the speaker list, which is the okay, so what's going to happen is we're going to do two community members speaking for 1 minute each, and then 1 minute for an agenda member. Is that okay with everyone? Okay, so,
late
evening,
just
1 minute.
So I'll keep it quick because I know you guys do have important issues with the rest of the meeting. But, so we worked with the board, we actually came to a good negotiation. But at first, it's just been like a really messy timeline. So at first, they emailed us and they said, as of now, effectively, IFD is removed and MGLD, which is almost 1/3 of the entire student body. Is removed from Willis Bay Hall, you know, no longer let us meet there. And then Connor Reiser, my predecessor, he emailed them and worked out a negotiation that we could stay until the end of the semester. And then they came back and refused that, and then they came back ultimately and said that we could stay here for the rest of the year. I'm really happy about that, but as John alluded to, it is very troublesome that my predecessor years down could have to deal with this every year. So I definitely agree that especially with class councils and IFD and MGLD, they are programming boards in and of themselves. We represent communities. We're all actually elected to represent our communities, unlike the community board, it's just an appointed position. So I think it is really important that we do have our own jurisdiction. It might not seem like a huge issue, but especially with programming, I think it is really important that we're able to cater to our own audiences, especially since we do represent 1/3 of the entire student body. So I'd like for SA to look at the finances of the student union board and consider whether or not they're truly deserving of that raise that they're receiving.
Thank you. Would you like to respond? You have 1 minute for response.
Using this building, while effectively managing the available space, the board
while also being the more extensive. In some of these cases, we wanted to explore the possibility of moving from a large organization to an alternate time or location because their regularly scheduled meetings are presently held in the memorial room on a day and time frame that prevents an event from occurring in the space following the meeting. To give the logistics, it takes about an hour for the facility staff to prep large spaces for the next group based on setup. They also need to ensure that the space is clean for the next group and follow all safety regulations. The group also needs time to set up for their event. It is not acceptable for the group to start setting up at 4 p.m. for an event that starts at 7 or 8 p.m. The memorial room is the only location in the Northern Trail for the large event due to its size and accessibility. The greatest demand for the event is Wednesday to Saturday on the flight, meaning late afternoon. While the board does want to achieve this goal, we do not want to do it alone. We apologize for all of the confusion and inconvenience and frustration caused on everyone. We have recognized our mistakes and have already met with some groups to address their individual concerns. We also seek and take student input in order to evolve building policy and have already begun to plan policy board for next semester where students will be able to effectively voice their concerns and recommendations for future policies that they wish to implement in the fall of 2016. Students at large will also be able to vote on these policies. Again, we're just here to facilitate the usage of the student space that was dedicated to the students over 90 years ago. We're here for the students and to serve in their best interest. To do this, we want to work with all student organizations together. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I'm going to keep the time shorter for everyone else because the opportunity is very small. And so,
motion for considering the Board, Union Board, and
okay. To do that, that's going to be a two-thirds vote of the present membership, which is 16.
So if you'd like to motion to bring the bylaw packet back, which would make us reconsider the amount of the allocation that the Appropriations Committee is raising and a placard.
Point of information.
Yes.
So I think that you want to instill a clause, and I know it's possible, right?
Use the microphone,
please. If we want to put a clause that I can guarantee these groups the location in the kind of bond and funding agreement. And it's not necessarily much of a formal grant, just make a guarantee like on paper that they have to do that, which I know that they've done in the past. Would that, is this the process you have to go
through? It would not have to go through the funding packet.
So it would be a process.
Point of information. But it can, right?
I think the person probably in there.
Point of information,
Okay, so to respond to any point of information, normally it would go into Appendix B. Technically, any resolution can be amended to say anything that we wanted to say. How that will play out with whether or not the administration makes up the actually set the funding as per our charter that says that the funding mission has to be determined by the elective classes of the FC administration.
Out of information, wondering if that's
okay. Any changes made to the bylaw packet, will they be of binding? Should the actual way of doing this not be to amend Appendix B?
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
Appendix B is the way that we think it's binding, and we do that in the next semester.
Will you get consent to the bill?
Okay, 100%. 100%. I think it's your consent.
We're already voting, so we have to vote on the total. We're voting on whether to bring the bylaw packet back. If you already voted to vote, we do not like to withdraw the motion to vote. So if you'd like to dissent from voting, just dissent from this vote. So if you'd like to bring the bylaw packet back to the floor and discuss the funding, it's unlinked to what we would do with Appendix B next semester, please raise your hand for the placard. If you are opposed, please raise your hand or block her. And you are abstaining. If you want to abstain. By a vote of 5-8, the motion fails. So we'll go back to the open microphone.
Okay. So next on the speakers list is Dave, so represent the call.
Yeah, so basically what we wanted to do was go back into the bond packet and not decrease their funding at all, but just add a recommendation that they make sure that these organizations get the rooms that they need. We could wait until the spring, but they might not have the rooms in the spring, or we might not actually have a charter change to do that to amend the pending fee. So we were hoping that we could encourage or recommend to Literate Wall Street Union Board right now that the organizations in the GLC, Class Council, IFC, get the rooms as soon as possible and prevent any of the abuses from happening. And the other thing was we actually didn't have any discussion about their funding at all. So that's just addressing kind of like a remedy, but we also didn't even talk about what they're actually using the money for. So I think it's like a discussion should be had about what they're actually using these 14 minutes.
Thank you. So would either party like to respond? 1 minute each person.
I would just like to clarify when you're saying in terms of like meeting dates for next semester, those have been confirmed given the time frame that we're all under. And in terms of having all these students meet, our intention is not to not have meetings. It's to find a balance between programming and meetings in the building and also to do what we need to discuss.
I totally respect that. I think there should be a balance between programming and meetings. At the same time, within my past year in the IFC, we had over 25 meetings, let's say. And one time, the student union board reached out to us saying that another student group wanted to come for a programming event, and we were happy to move for that one programming event and move to another location. We really don't see this increase in programming that's correlating with this increase in funding that we're giving, and I really think the FA should think before they just give this increase in funding because it is student money, and I think we should know exactly what programming they're planning on doing or what groups they're at least planning on working with before we do give them this funding.
Thank you. Next on the speaker list, I have Representative Palmer.
Okay, so I have comments on these questions. My first question is, as of right now, we should explain what is on paper, like their agenda. What are these groups right now guaranteed? So I think August, I think most of these bodies probably did, like, these are like the most important bodies, like online campus, I think every right for this room, the biggest representative bodies, but I think all of us want to see kind of on paper that these groups are going to be guaranteed for the future, and how we guarantee them that stage, and kind of what the discussion is going to go to. So that's kind of my question, like, where is it right now? And my question for you guys is if you guys understand kind of the appendix C process, and about just putting it into the kind of both parties. I was about saying that part of us giving your funding is you have to guarantee you use the space for the next 5 minutes. So just kind of comment on that.
Before you respond, we're going to do two FA members who are representative of Diana.
Okay, so just so to give a little bit of context, I was on the Appropriations Committee and tell you a little bit about how we came to the decision of giving the increase and what we took into account. And I know some people out there might be wondering what exactly a Appendix C is because they never really explained it, right? So after we decided on 20 kids, some of the organizations to come to us this semester, next semester we actually allocate the money and then we go out. So sometimes we have requests for groups. So for example, like this is why there's so much help with Appendix C, because this request of making sure that student groups get the support that they need and get these rooms is a legitimate concern, and I completely agree with everybody who's here in front of me. And I know like after John emailed me last night, I was like on it, I was like totally support you guys. But I really think that when SUB, student union board, considers like what kind of student organization they want to put in, what legit policy support
delegate what all of these groups are trying to accomplish, and a lot of our goals align, so I think it's important to recognize that. I would really strongly encourage a lot of FDA members to consider looking to appropriate committee next semester, because we have the ability to say, like, we request that student union board put in, make sure that, like, everybody gets this room, whatever room you require, for, as a requirement for getting the funding for the next bylaw year. Right, so that's one thing that we should look at. I'm sure that Rohan has talked about this a little more, because he's been on the committee longer than I have, and he knows much better than I do, but that is one very important piece.
And your term expires when the commission is in? By how much?
A minute.
Okay, great. And then I'm going to talk about, like, what exactly would they, why are we giving the increase, right? Because that's what you're all wondering. What do they do? So, for example, a lot of the reasons that we gave them the increase, right, is because we see value in, like, the events, like the Dr. King events that they put on, and we think that is, like, something that a lot of students find value in. And then they also do a lot of constructive events that kind of go towards mental health initiatives on this campus, which we thought was very necessary. At the same time, I would be open to, like, listening to what your opinions are, if you could maybe throw some numbers out there in terms of, like, what you think what you would want to see. But I think that the best way to go about doing this is really just to make sure that you all have the room that you need for however long you need this for. And the best way, I think, to go about doing that is to put in a plug and kind of see next semester for you.
Thank you very much. I just want to put forward with the members like to respond.
So we have nothing to do, but I think we absolutely agree with that. Once again, it's funny, does not have to be a part of this, which is what we care about most is just the state. And outside of that, cross council leaves it up to the
your question in terms of what exactly is on paper for all of these groups. So what is on paper and has been decided is that for next semester these groups have the spaces they need. And again, we're not really questioning whether or not they need these spaces. We're just trying to figure out a way to allocate these spaces. And also, I brought up the policy form. We're going to be doing those next semester so that students can decide whether or not these spaces should be allocated in the way they are. And the other issue, I guess, is in terms of student organizations and, like, deciding what student organization uses buildings, that, to be completely honest, we're just here to facilitate the usage of the space. We were created to run this building, and that does not mean to do what we want to do. It means give this a student space. So any student organization that wants to use the space should be able to.
Okay, thank you very much. The next one is going to be represented
Hi. So, there are a couple of points. So the first is that, you know, so what's happening to these big organizations that represent large parts of student life and Cornell is purely unfair. I think MGLC, ISC, the Science House in general, class council, student assembly claim to represent huge constituents of this student body, and the purpose of the Willow Chain Hall is to reunite students, to provide havens for these students. So, you know, ideologically, this doesn't seem to be very fair. In terms of resolving this, on further consideration, it seems like reviewing the MyLife packet doesn't really help, because you can put anything in that and it's never going to be binding, right? The premise of funding these organizations the way they're funded is made in a very just way by the Appropriations Committee, purely on the basis of what's written in their MyLife packet, and the Financial Committee, did a lot of audit and review of this, and we felt that funding was just. So we go about changing this, there are two ways we can do it. The first is that by the semester, at the end of the semester, we can introduce a sense of the body resolution, where we give a sense of the body that what's being done in these organizations is wrong, and there should be a process of resolution with the student union board. And the second is that if we feel that the student union board is being unfair next semester too, we can move into looking into, bringing amendments in Appendix B. But I would say before we even do these things, I think in good faith, the student union board and these organizations organization should work together, function in good faith, and allow each other to function your program in their needs. So I think this is not really a part of this meeting today, but maybe in the following meeting you can bring a resolution.
Thank you. Next on the is Representative Shetty.
Thank you all for coming in. This is for from Williamson College. I wanted to know, can you please give me several specific examples of potential events that would take place in some of the big groups and where the events happen now? Like why they need to be in Williamson?
Okay, you have 1 minute for response, sir.
I think there might be a little bit of confusion here in terms of like the events. These are not our events, the program events that we're referring to. These are program events that students don't put on. And multiple times, when you look at like the R25, you see that there's a meeting. Student groups are less inclined to figure out a way to have their meeting, to have their event there, because they already think that that space has been reserved. So it is not for our programming.
Okay, let me answer my question. I asked for, like, can you put specific, like, groups that would use it? I know it's not easy, like.
So, like, specific groups, I mean, they're all really any student organizations. To name a few, I guess, let me think. We've had, like, groups approach us in terms of there's, like, cultural groups, there's some community service groups that have approached us, there's Rotaract group, there's like two groups, I know you want specifics, but there's like a lot.
Okay, thank you. Would you guys like this one? Okay, next on the speaker list is for executive member Batagia.
So first off, thank you very much for having here. We might have had a discussion, it's always good to discuss it further, especially if you're dealing with large amounts of funding. The two concerns are, first off, that right now, there's an agreement that the regions would not be more of these organizations, including the assembly. But in the past, I believe the ordinance stated that they were notified pretty much almost immediately that they were approved from the Yank. So my concern is that the Women's Governing Board could very easily reverse course next semester, that there's no binding statements on them. And to that, and the Women's Governing Board is under the aegis of all the students, of which the FA does have legislative authority to agree. And so there is a way to talk to the assembly to take more immediate action. I think that's really what the important part is, because at this point, the fact that the community board has pretty much been a little bit all over the place, hearing what the groups have said, from my own knowledge, I'd like to see some formal way to at least make statements to ensure that the groups don't have to repudiate from them, whether that involves going back to modifying and adding stipulations regarding group usage, which could be done, or adding a resolution or appendix manner. My concern is really that we ensure that this is not called by the wayside. And by leaving it open until next semester, I'm concerned that the union board may, through voting or through whatever, attempt to rescind the act through what it did in the past.
Okay, thank you. Next speaker list is Vice President Mung.
So I thought my whole day, thank you guys all for coming. It's really, really great to see a lot of people voicing their opinion and working collaboratively with the assembly to help issues. That being said, I think that the conversation is really great because we're looking to see like how we can make sure that these student groups, especially the student elected groups, are being able to maintain accessible space on campus. And so my question is directed to student union board. And that's basically just saying, when you're talking to Daniel Street, with your initial statement you were talking about, you've gone through mistakes, and you try to fix them. And there's a lot of questions about how we're going to guarantee that you're not going to make mistakes if you try to attend and see this. So I just want to hear from you on your perspective on the situation. If you think that these groups, such as Cloud Council, SA, like, what do you think of the
issue and if it's just okay, with help. Would you guys like to respond to one of these?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not really sure what your question is. I'm going to give it like an so you said, like, the people are in class councils. I'm actually part of class councils. I actually recognize all these groups and all of their constituencies that they represent. And we're not saying we don't value them, and we're not saying that they don't need accessibility.
We understand that they serve large positions and they need to be in a location as such. We're just trying to really put this into students, and that's where the policy forms are coming up next semester. And we're not trying to make decisions that, like, yank the room.
Okay, thank you. Next is Representative Sabat.
Thank you. So my question is for the students, or for the students. And so earlier you were discussing the potential of having students involved in the policy decision-making process. What students would you have involved, and what is your, like, method of delivery for this involvement?
In terms of having what students involved, it would be open to everyone and any group that wants to use Blair Street Hall and wants to be involved in helping make policy, so Blair Hall would be invited to that. We were thinking about kind of separating out so that there's focus for different days. This would not be a one-time event, but it would be repeated.
I motion to table the discussion.
Okay, that's okay, so first of all, I'd like to refer to Chris Brunson Berger.
Thank you for your time, please.
Yes, so I actually had a few more questions that I wanted to ask and that I needed to be clarified. I had a few more questions that I wanted to ask and that I needed to be clarified, so I'd like the opportunity to ask those questions.
So we're going to vote on whether to vote to table. You can withdraw the motion on the floor, or you can keep the motion on the floor. Okay, this motion has to a certain time where it depends on it. And you can do next thing you need to do, we meet on December 3rd and December 4th for next time. Okay, so you make a motion to go to the session until December 3rd. There was consent on that motion, so we're going to vote on whether to vote on it. So, all those in favor,
we're just voting on whether or not to postpone the discussion to December 3rd. So, if you would like to postpone the discussion until December 3rd, please raise your hand or marker. If you are opposed to postponing the discussion until December 3rd, please raise your hand or marker. If you're abstaining, okay, final vote
2-14-0,
we will
continue to vote. So the next one is
your question. Motion to stop discussion is all in the House House of Law.
Second.
Second.
What
information
was
the motion
made? To stop discussion is all in the House House
of Law. Okay, so we're going to... Okay, we're going to go ahead. So all those in favor of this, of his discussion, please raise your mind. All those opposed? All those who would like to abstain? Okay, I have 18-2-0. You guys are requested to resolve this out of my opinion. So with that, are there any other members of the community who would like to speak on open microphone? With that, we're going to go back into our announcement.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Rachel.
Hi, I'm Sonia.
Hi, I'm Tim.
Hi, I'm Zach.
Hi, I'm Amy. And last week I was made of Remember, which is a web-based platform that students can propose visual concerns to the student assembly and give feedback on their ideas. So the problem we're facing is that existing online forums for proposing projects to the assembly often lock open, and we're not exactly tailored to have maximum effect. So what we did is we created a platform where students can easily post their ideas, and almost immediately get feedback on their ideas from both the community and the students.
So inspired by Ezra Cornell, our goal is to provide a platform where educators can avoid any concerns. Our target audience was divided into two groups, which was Cornell students and the student assembly. So the Cornell students, ideal Cornell students, is very knowledgeable on the various issues that happen around campus, who want to voice themselves but then don't necessarily have the right platform. And student assembly has to accurately assess student concerns in order to create a mission.
So our solution for this is a web-based, very user-friendly application that allows for a two-way feedback system. Okay, so this is the user side and this is the moderator side. On the user side is the general Cornell student body. And users do things like ask them, either anonymously or non-anonymously, depending on like how they want to appear. They can comment on other posts, they can upvote. They can also do popular posts and do things like filtering by tag, and also doing their own posts. And then there's the moderator side, which is student assembly members. And the moderator side can approve posts, which is just basically a way of filtering content. And then they can also a super important that they can update the charter report on what's actually happening to kind of help solve these issues that students have raised on the platform. And then they can also do things like doing popular posts and filtering by tag.
Okay, now let's head over to the technical jargon from David. For the back end of this website, we use Python, Flask, and PostgreSQL for the front end. We use HTML, CSS, JavaScript, which is mainly jQuery. Oh, yeah, lots of copies. So, what makes this website truly unique is the fact that content in this website is not static. So, Momentum has an algorithm which takes into consideration time, upvotes, and the number of comments, and it plugs it into a non-linear logarithmic function. From there, you can get a score. support for any policy that has been posted by and approved by the student assembly, and the score determines the rank of a post in the website. So the posts, they come, if it's popular, so it comes to the top, and well, most old schools see it. And so this algorithm has really helped to keep the content really shuffling and going around, so people can actually view, and there's a popular tag on the homepage too. So now it's time for the demo.
Okay, we'll take a look at So, here we go. Here's a feed of all the posts that students have created on the site. And as you can see, there are tags on the posts that represent the categories under which the students fall. Also, we have these words that appear underneath the post. There are three important words that students can count. There's initiated, ongoing, and resolved. So, initiated means that the idea has been proposed, but the student assembly has not yet taken any action. Ongoing means the student assembly has started to take action that has not yet completed, and resolved means the student assembly has finished taking action on the issue. So go ahead and sign in to the issue. Yeah, and in this portal, I mean, we know when to sign up, and you've got your confirmation email to get sent to your inbox to make sure you actually go to the portal. Okay, so one thing we can do is search by tag. So let's say we want to look for all the issues that are currently ongoing, that are currently being worked on. So we type in ongoing, and here we go. We see all the issues that are currently being worked on. So the search function is very useful. Now if we go back to the home page, we can also add some ones. So let's go ahead and add. You can add title, description, and tag, and you can also choose to be anonymous or name. Okay, so now we have the confirmation message that the issue has been posted, and the moderator will get back to you.
So the second half of this website is the moderator. So we'll quickly log it to the moderator. Okay, so I'm a moderator, so I'll sign in. Figured out the issues and results. We can update the code again and
they made. So just even more that. So first of all, your listener Clemmy is just Representative Sessions.
Okay, thanks for coming. It seems like, yeah, cool idea, but the issue I have is that, like, you guys need to be creative a week ago, and I think you need to have more, like, testing done in the sense of going to other organizations and seeing if it works really well with them for, say, a couple weeks, a month, and then coming back to us saying, we have X, Y, Z results, and it's proven to be really, really effective for these reasons, and then I think it would be
So we took into consideration while we built this that, you know, it's not just this platform, but like any other platform that has certain functionality, it needs to be marketed well to the audience for them to see. So yeah, so what we basically did is we have presented this to the student assembly. We guarantee it to you that our website, our platform will function, and we give it to you that if users come and actually use it, that they will get the experience they need. So about the marketing thing, yes, I think almost every product, no matter how good or bad it is, if marketed well, it will go on as a successful post. So there are plenty of other posts, like websites like these, that fail to carry on. So learn from these those posts, I mean, web pages. I think while launching it, if do plan on launching it, I think it should be given out to a, like, introduced in a manner that almost all Cornell students can know about it. And the thing is that it's not just about knowing there's a website. The thing that are posted in here should actually help those students, right? So if one student finds out that his post has certainly been resolved because of this website, he'll go on and help his friends. And this creates sort of a network effect. So yeah, and this will keep it on going. And I think that is one way we can solve the problem with marketing, if to answer your question even partially.
Thank you. So the next one on the speaker's list is Devonta. And just to remind everyone, the end day, we're going to allow 30 seconds for to talk. If you have other questions on the agenda, we'll get you through.
All right, thank you. So I have a couple questions. So first, my question is, who would be in charge of the website, or who would be the moderator? Would it be like the student assembly liaison, or would one of you be taking control of that, operating it? And the second question is, if something is proposed on the website and we don't want to tackle that issue, would they be sent back, or would that specific individual be sent a response to their NetID, for instance? And if they wanted to remain anonymous, would that be kept anonymous somehow within the website?
So to answer your first question, that's actually for you guys. If you are doing directly from student assembly meetings,
credit to you back, that's fine. All your credit to the VA fine. So that's on your end, I guess. The second question, we actually do have a standard notification that's in place already. So if a moderator takes action on the post, the user that posted that will get a standard notification that the moderator is taking action. And in the future, we might add an option that says that the student assembly does not want to take action on the certain item.
And how would you continue on with the conversation?
So that's how we, that's why we have the commenting feature. So both users and moderators can comment on the same post, and this creates interaction between the student assembly and the student assembly.
Next representative is
this is like the main issue, and I want to thank you, groups one and you all, for doing it. Second is Emma for taking the initiative to get students assembly to actually get it up. So it's amazing. I just had two comments. One is if you need more money for this, there is a diversity innovation fund. The major agreed upon criteria for funding sustainable technology ideas from that is accessibility and usability, and I think this meets both those requirements. And second is, I was wondering whether we could integrate this into the student assembly website as a link or something, and then potentially it could come successful into the Comdata website, the dev site, if that could be a process.
The next representative is Representative
Jackson. Hi guys, this is Greg. I have a question. What do you think the platform effect on our open microphone session would be, and whether or not people would rather go to the platform for the person process or vice versa? Second of all, is there a way to put multiple concerns that have to deal with the same issue under an umbrella folder?
So to answer the first question, I think that the whole purpose of this forum is to provide a direct channel student assembly and students. So perhaps it might reduce attendance in open mic sessions because I was shaking your head. Why not?
I don't think I have something that like this out loud. People don't really come to open mic so much. So I can't really go from different
to different. I mean, to answer that question, like this site basically provides faculty condition anything. So next meeting, like a short open microphone we had before our one. Like I don't think they're gonna discuss their ideas over there. So I think so that's for like any individual who has a problem or sees it as a problem in the community, he can post it so that he doesn't have to come all the way here to and wait for his turn to do that. And for the student issues, I think you guys are already doing a good job. So
another feature of this website is the anonymity. So students for you like do not feel as do not want to be with the community. This platform makes that possible, which wouldn't be possible if students were only allowed to voice their concerns through open mic sessions. Thank you.
Wait, motion to postpone discussion Concom? Or tech? Or Concom? To both.
Can we approve that by unanimous consensus if we have other stuff to do on our agenda?
Thank you.
We'll definitely be in contact with you guys for a while to talk about all
the
questions that people have.
Thank you.
Email or outside of these meetings if you want to have a good set of discussion. Thanks.
Hi everyone, so regarding the Student Assembly Infrastructure Fund, our deadline for your submissions is Sunday by midnight, so make sure to get your submissions in.
Next we have Representative Kaufman.
I have a point of view. Those meetings are open, everyone is allowed to come. Yesterday we talked about policy 6.4, the Rest Work House Committee, the Rest Working Group, so FDJC, FDUA Committee. In fact, we met that last Wednesday, they also talked about policy 6.4. And then I think, you know, the big discussion was about they actually voted on it, the census of the body, they voted on a new recommendation that pertains to sexual relations with students. They were kind of split on regulating grad students, but for undergraduates, there was like a... Okay, 40, there's 40 PhDs against regulating professors on having relations with students more than they currently are. In the UA, we talk about transportation, process, and then the Provost Curriculum Oversight Committee met on Friday to talk about credit hours, the jurisdiction of the committee, unfortunately, and, most of the credit hours.
Thank you. Next we have
Representative
of Internal
Affairs.
Next we have
Outlook
of the
Okay, so I'll be back. In addition to IFC, Alana, IFC, and I'm putting on an event addressing microaggressions on campus. So that would be anything coming from like immigration slurs if you're being called to have on your way back to the party, or if you're going to the library, something that's really scary and expensive. So basically, I'm just already getting ready for like the event. It's December 2nd, I believe. Wednesday, actually, we get back from Thanksgiving break. It's going to be in this room, actually, right after the IFC meeting ends. The event starts at 8 o'clock, and I hope to see a lot of you there. Thank you.
So now we're going to business of the day. The first thing on our agenda is the violent package, and well, I'm going to be presenting that to the next person on the day. Would you like a copy of the report?
No. Yeah. All right. I'll try to keep relatively quick. Start with years. So the committee voted unanimously to maintain their level of funding for 50. Suggestions were made to monitor the effectiveness of their advertising that was up most of their expenses, specifically in regards to Daily Sun and other roads that they advertise. And that's something that they're going to monitor more closely moving forward. And we started to push this initiative of having liaisons for the assembly for next semester, liaisons will be working with these groups in general. That's one thing to look at. And additionally, discussions were made about perhaps going digital in the future, and this would be in regards to training manuals and other things that we could be more cost efficient. But as a whole, we felt that the $1.50 was reasonable for.
Anyone like to discuss the plan I'm having for years? So we're going to move to the voting. So if you'd like to approve here's that $1.50 set by the voting please raise your hand on the button. Your vote. And if you'd like to abstain, by a vote of 22-0-0, it passes.
All right, next vote in mind matters. So the committee all unanimously voted to maintain the level of funding at Dollar, and discussions were, they were very specific. The place, one of them was on kind of the breadth versus the depth of programming, because Mike managed a lot of programming every single day. And that, these are once again the conversations that will take place next semester. Whether they decide to do more programming or less programming, we still felt that it would fall within the $2 range, so we didn't really discuss that. And moreover, the committee mostly talked about specific programs that they thought maybe could be tweaked so that more general student involvement would be there. But as a whole, the committee also like to maintain a level of funding at $2 for students.
Is there any discussion on this budget? Okay, so if you'd like to approve one online banner at $2, you can use the standard binder. If you're opposed, and if you'd like to abstain, by a vote of 22-0-0, the passes.
Alright, finish up with Outdoor Odyssey. So the committee voted to maintain the level of funding of $1.25. The group mentioned that they take about the same amount of trippers every year, so as a result, their expenses should remain relatively the same. One thing to note about this group is that they did keep a small surplus each year, and this is in order to fund any equipment expenses that they incur if these happen. They estimated every 5 or 6 years, so they do keep a surplus, a little bit of surplus every year to fund these additional equipment purchases. But overall, we like to maintain the funding.
Overall.
Also allow the outside groups to get funding that they've been needing.
So the first thing that we'd like to pay for is iPads. So I think the last year when we presented this in front of the essay in the past, I was one of the strongest critics of the resolution, if not the strongest critic. The reason why I think it's necessary, it makes a lot more sense this year, is that we were able to come to the agreement that other violent funding groups would be able to rent out iPads, so it would be a service not only to ourselves but to other groups. So we'd be saving money, for ourselves, because these iPads will be used during the evening when we turn up the same resolution this week, even though it might have already been printed in the week before the packet. It would also be used during the appropriations committee when each member has a binder probably like twice as big as this piece of paper here, that they use for the entire semester, the entire year. And then it would also be used for groups that are like finally funded that are putting out like different funding packets. So similar to the appropriations committee, other run-on groups like will approve funding for stuff and they'll have to print out the applications when they're voting for that funding. So if you're spending a ton of money, if you look at the Lives Matter file on packet, like a huge amount of their costs are printing costs. So this is just a way to reduce that. The second thing that we the second thing that we would like to establish with our surplus is a pilot program for a fellowship program. So we would be hiring 3 different fellows that would only be in effect next semester. So although Ryan has already said that they would be hiring fellows to resource centers in the future, that would not go into effect next semester, it would go into effect next year. So this would be like a way to provide a service that's like very crucially needed by the resource centers for the rest of the year at a very low cost. So it would pay them a $2,000 stipend and give them $1,000 to work on different initiatives. And then the final thing would be, so when our social consultants were hired by the Met, students that are tasked that are given the task of promoting positive social change on campus. So right now, the amount that they're paid only allows for them to do the work that they're putting in, but they have no funding to put on initiatives from the things that they're learning. So if they wanted to hold a bystander workshop from whatever they're learning, they have no funding to do that. So this fund would give them $1,500 per year in order to put on different initiatives. So it would be making sure that we could work in conjunction with people that are like, really good at their jobs to promote the changes that we want to see on campus.
Yeah, so I'll add to the iPads that I've been created by. I'm doing I'm literally taking a class on project finance. This is project finance. We are leaving money on the table by not doing this. Like, it covers its cost and the cost of even outside of the student stuff throughout the year and Lives Matter. It's gonna save money on doing something in charge to implement. The only other thing I was gonna say was this might seem like it's coming up fast. The main reason we're trying to do this is to have a plan solidified in time for next Monday or 2 months from now. But if we have to stay here 2 hours to do this, I think it's worth it. It's money to use.
Okay, thank you. The person will see your list is representing the question. Is there a second?
Okay, so the very last crucial point is that if we don't spend our surplus this year, the Negro Vision Committee will probably come back, because that's what we do every other year, and it wouldn't make sense to not do that. If we don't spend it this week, if we don't decide on how to spend it this week, tentatively at least, because our hearing in front of the Appropriations Committee is on
the 3rd. Okay, the person in the list is representative of Congress. Is there a second? Okay, by unanimous consent, we're going to do the business of the day.
Okay. So we tried to buy ourselves iPads last year, and it failed almost unanimously. In no way do I think that we should buy ourselves iPads. I think that would be, first of all, a PR disaster. That's just one. Two, I think we did the math, and it still doesn't make sense. So that's iPad. Can you go through the process a little more? So AFCON will make the money go away if we don't approve the resolution
sponsored by the chair about.
Because there's a long speakers list, we're going to do two speakers and then speakers. So Representative Cora Jeff Brewer from the community.
Hi everybody, you guys know I kind of sit here and watch these meetings quite frequently. I just wanted to speak on behalf of kind of the Yankee constituencies. We've seen a lot of money funneled around with Highline Funding Group this year, especially since then I had a very competitive conversation. I know I think to myself all these things, but I do feel some sense that like spending $15,000 of students' money on these iPads, while however good an intention it is going to, as Gabe mentioned, is going to cause some people to definitely view this in the wrong way. I think it's great that we have this money, but also to look back at that process and see how that money has gotten there when we're literally arguing over sections from the group. EMS got down funded, and I think that, again, you know, it's a very important piece of campus, and so I think giving money to students themselves and not giving it to an organization who has, to be quite honest, mismanaged this money to result in it, I think it's important that we actually, you know, have a real discussion about it. I know this is quick, and it doesn't really help out, but this money should be going to groups that, you know, are student-driven, and also I wish one of the social consultants could have been here to talk about the money that they would receive.
Okay, thank you very much.
So I'm going to yield most of the time to Brian to describe the finances.
So we've done pretty extensive research on the student assembly's expenditures on printing, and it's going to save quite a bit of money. I know that it's not a lump sum that it spends every year, and it's kind of hard to picture the money that it's spent on printing, but the student assembly spends probably $4,500 on printing a year, which is quite a bit of money. It's completely unnecessary in terms of iPads, so they can pay themselves $15,000 in the fit of a over estimation is probably going to be about $12,000 if that changes anyone's mind. We just wanted to make sure we had enough money to cover the cost of insurance and the case and things like that. Also, it really changes it up a lot when other groups are able to use it. It's not just for the student assembly. And the money that we spend on printing is also the student's money, so you're saving the student's money by doing it. In terms of the surplus, sorry, it's important to recognize it's accumulated over the last 6 years, but it's time, and it's been, I think it's really impressive that I have a hard addressing it now, as opposed to just like hiding it in other categories and letting someone else deal with it in the future, because in the past what's happened, they just put it in your market for categories, and then other ones not with it. So this is actually solving the problem, of perpetuating it, which is a good thing.
30 seconds.
I think there's a I agree, Brian, I think the disappointment to some degree in terms of the iPads, because the plan last year, I think, was very different in terms of this, like, yay, here's your iPad, you can have the whole year to do whatever the heck is your iPad. Whereas, like, this is benefiting, like, 30 other groups, and it's something that isn't available on campus. So, like, a group like yours that wants to, like, print off hundreds of dollars in paper, which is all the student money we can save, if there's a way to avert those costs, like, PR thing is one issue, but it's like, it shouldn't be a PR issue if we're saving students money.
Is there, like, more, if there's a measure of that? Okay, next thing is Representative Kevin Hackney.
Thank you for bringing this. Last year, I think I spoke on the exact same way that I did before. I just feel like I've been looking on the road, seeing these five or six laptops. I know we spoke last year informally that both the majority of students on the road had iPads, had tablets, had a laptop, already possessed something. And I think we also spoke about those who even didn't or didn't want to bring theirs. The libraries have them. I know actually D.C. Johnson, or D.C. Johnson, I've seen her with it. Library laptop more times than I can remember. So I mean, I think it's good that we're trying to spend our money. Personally, I would like this money to be pushed into student assembly too, because we just took an enormous amount of money out of it, and I think it's prudent to put it back if we can. I think also the idea that we have to spend money now where we're going to lose it is a little bit on the iPad in terms of the current argument, because AFCOM works for an investment. AFCOM grows to slash our money, we can deal with it. It's not. I think it's bad form to be held hostage at the fire already. If we choose to slash our funding, we can choose, we can only use the committee to not have jurisdiction in the other way around. I really have quality funds for the decision for that money. I still think I have
Or, I really would just go to
the
people
and
just
talk.
Your turn.
Next, speaker Bruce is representing the
Hi. So, the first question I want to ask is regarding the Resource Center. I was just curious if you reached out to the Resource Center and if they specifically asked for the fellowships, just because of the problems with the Resource Center, I feel like the three fellowship individuals would be sort of spread across the campus and not be able to make change. And if the Resource Center is trying to use the money for sort of conferences or other student needs. And the second point would be sort of to resonate with representing the tagline point of putting money in a fund or a special project fund or a student fund and whether that would be possible.
You can make
conference
to your third one.
It's done so by saying that
while
we don't have the in my opinion, if we don't hold ourselves to the same standards that we hold other standards, like that's a PR problem. Like, it's really hard for us to say that we don't want EMS to have a huge surplus and we have a huge surplus too. And you can like shake your head at that, but like that's just the way that, that's just, in my opinion, that's just the definition of integrity, like holding yourself to the same standards. Other students who have power over those other groups. The second thing is, so at these meetings, I can tell that like a lot of you are on your phones already. And if you were to have laptops, then I would be 100% convinced, because I've seen this happen when people have their laptops up, that you would be texting on your laptop, you would be on Facebook. You can't program a laptop so that you can't go on Facebook, but we can program an iPad so that you can only look at the resolution, and that would be the goal of this. So we would be able to make it so that you would only be able to look at what look at what we have in our packet, and you wouldn't have all the capabilities to like go on your phone and do other things on my iPad. There's also like a very big difference sitting in the appropriate committee when someone has a laptop in front of them versus like looking at a flat piece of paper. When you have a laptop with someone, you don't have to like make eye contact with them like a lot of you are doing right now. You can just like look at the screen of your laptop. The second thing in regards to the Resource Center, so we talked to the Resource Center leaders, and they said this. The biggest issue that they have is staffing. So because the biggest issue that they say is staffing, that's why we came to the fellowship idea, because it would allow them to have us extra hands to do work like planning, say like the IQ conference, which Brian has spent a lot of time on himself, who's the head of the Upstate Research Center. So students who say that like programming staffing is the biggest thing that they have. Most of them are 36.
For a second.
Also, just addressing some of the PR concerns, I did have a few things being taken hammered down. The first thing is that this is like financially going to be a good thing. It's not like we're spending money just to spend money so we have fancy iPads, and once environmentally friendly, we're cutting down on so much waste, not only for the assembly, but by the environment and the group. And two, I think that another point that's really important is that it's really, really important to maintain consistencies. With the same standards that we hold other groups to, and I think that it's super hypocritical to be like, ask on our phone, it doesn't matter, we can do what we want, because that's just like being a really, really safety like organization, just being like, you can do whatever you want with 40 grand, it's not just like,
your time don't matter. Next, I'm going to put the Carlos Chamber.
I just want to make two points. So first, just a reminder that this like is the last week that we can't talk about this, and like, it's unfortunate that it's coming down so late, but I hope that all members will be able to stay and continue the conversation for as long as it needs to be. And then second point is just about iPads, that like presenting like all the information to people in digital forms is not just better for the environment, but it's also more accessible. I think right now, like if a member did have a visual impairment, that they would put action to the computer and then it would single them out separately. I mean, not the like only reason, but I think that we need to remember that like iPads have text, voice, and ability to make font bigger.
Thank you. Next up, please listen for the check.
I think the iPad is good. I like a group of just I think it's also like micromanaging people when you like to make a they wouldn't like trust us that we would go on Facebook or any other setting. So yeah, I'm not a fan of that. I think what would be better to use that money for is for either
I just want to say one thing, Matt. As a 3 times ago chair of Spark, I don't think people realize that like this $40,000 infusion to that event would sound good, but it would really only add $2,000 per year in terms of like a benefit to the student body. Which I mean, that's like if your opinion is that's what you're going to use with your money, just like consider that it's only $2,000 per year benefit.
So just like, I'm really gonna try and address like the PR thing. Like I get that you're worried about our PR, but like if we're gonna be honest with ourselves and we're saving money and we're providing, if we put our residents on a piece of paper, can we give that piece of paper to another bylaw funding group and they can like find utility in it? No, but if we get iPads, we can give the iPads and allow the other bylaw funding groups to use them for services that they're going to print paper out. So I think that just like us, like when we're deciding whether we print something or we don't replace laptops with paper like ever. So we would never use laptops at a student assembly meeting. And I just like don't think it's happened at the appropriation committee meetings like in recent years, and it turns into a PR nightmare because not really they have like personal contact with us when there's a laptop in a group of people. So in the same way, like other groups will continue to print out their stuff and not use laptops like in hearings. It's not something that kids do, and it's unrealistic to think that like an iPad is the same as a laptop.
Yeah, also, that's like addressing what the representative hasn't said, like specifically, I think that like although I like agree that like conceptually it might be really, really like huge safety that the vendor sells iPads, like if you think about it financially, we're driving down costs over 2 years. If you look at the cost, like we're going to be saving money that can go back to help groups, and we're also helping the groups that like want like help in the first place. So we're not going to like. We're one saving cost, even though like it looks like it might not look like that great all the time I've had. But two, the groups that like we want to help, we can like give part of the $40,000 or such that we discussed it, and like amongst like numbers of execs, like we can't just like give it to the Women's Resource Center, we can't just give it to other things, we can't pay for like staffing fees, we can't do like a lot of things with money because there's a lot of red tape, so we're doing what we think is best to help groups and drive our costs in the long run.
Thank you. The next speaker is Vice President Charles.
Thank you for this speaker, I would just like to mention that yes, we just received this email at 6 p.m. but the email came from like Gina sitting at the back, and it is about the printing cost. And according to her, the printing costs are below $3,000. So I would just like her to come and say, you know, mention that you know, they are below $3,000, and the estimate is different from brand estimate. The other thing is that like, you know, you guys are giving $12,000 to for fellowship programs to resource centers. Have you guys discussed this with the resource centers and you know how they are going to be using that money and like you know if they're like really needing money right now, what the procedure would be. So that would be my question.
Thank you. Next on the speaker list is Representative Dunbar.
So the biggest thing that I want to stress is that I firmly believe you can save security costs by just having to use our own mobile library tablets or computers. So we can borrow one from the library if we don't have a laptop. And the idea is to program the iPad so that you can only use the original PDF. How about you can make it accessible to the bottom of some organizations that want to rent or borrow that laptop? Or not the laptop, the iPad, pardon my, use the wrong word there. So it just seems very inconsistent, and I think that the general use of the funds is like, kind of asinine, instead of the PR implication. If we can just use this directly to help the students, and meanwhile save the paper costs using our own electronic devices, it's a win-win.
Thank you. I would ask the sponsor to say we have a minute and a half, because which is very long, so even in the half of or to use 30 seconds to respond.
Hi, so I'm just going to clarify my email that you're referring to. It's not being contradictory, it's just that I'm talking about a
2 year was that. 1 year was not a bylining on this year, so that's the reduction there. But no, I fully support and endorse Brian's number when he brought them forth, which is a very deep and thorough examination of them.
Thank you. Also, like, just to clarify, it's very difficult for us to estimate because it's all shared expenses with the other assemblies, so, like, we do our best, and this is, like, the complete most conservative estimate we can give the actual cost. We have the ability to trade it by, like, when you're every piece of paper or copy or put out and determine what assembly it went to, it would probably be higher the supply.
I mean, to some degree, I agree with the argument about laptops, but I think you're disregarding the fact that an iPad has benefits to all the other groups that we're able to use. And I believe, I would assume that there's ways to like make it like program it in a way for like certain meetings to like activate something and like make it within an app where you have the log and something like that. So I don't think the technology in all that areas.
Now I just wanted to clarify, if you are like in your back end, your package still have resolutions for the attachment of the NSA budget for 2015-2016. You'll see that the transfer in from the previous, which is the surplus of $39,000, is actually coming, or no, that's a grand estimate. And if you look at like what the NSA gets per year in terms of a transfer from the FY15 NSA institution, it's $24,000. So the difference between the amount of money we racked up over the years and the difference of like what will happen in the rate between is kind of unpredictable, and you will probably go into next year with significantly less money for programming, unless the FAA doesn't apply to one of the rules for itself.
Okay, next one, can you move to Representative Russell?
Hey, I just have a quick question. I was in front of the permission committee, I remember when we talked years, there was a question about whether or not they wanted to iPad like that. They might not want to, just because of, I don't know the reason that most of that. But yeah, so I just wanted to know, what are your thoughts on getting Libby Bernadette to use iPad? Because I know some might not need to and some might not want to, so what is the
thing
behind that?
Okay, next one, six months is Representative Kickoff.
Yeah, so I just want to echo on some of the other points that my fellow representative bringing up about possibly the negative buying the iPad. Some other theories that you think have more along the lifespan of the iPad, what would happen if these were broken or stolen. And additionally, you keep mentioning iPads, however, like throughout the entire presentation, you never mention iPad, which is a tablet. Could you consider like cheaper tablets or any other form of tablets? Could you just saying iPad?
The sponsor doesn't mention that.
Yeah, we would. I mean, the thing is that Cornell Store has a pretty good deal on iPad with, after we have a contract with them, which is, I think, the only tablet that procurement service has seen it at a discounted rate, which is why we say iPad, but you know, device just in case when we do the research, we find something better. Also, the software for managing, the enterprise software management is already integrated into all of our systems, so it would be much easier for us to just be a matter of hours of having set up as opposed to if we got something that's Android, where else that infrastructure for everyone has to go and find things for that too. So that's why we say iPad.
Yeah, so after like my dad is not wanting to use I think like the basic thing that we have to like break down is that like groups right now are putting a huge amount of papers because they feel like it would not be personal enough to have a laptop in front of them. So right now all they see is there's the choice between printing packets like for years or for like any type of like funding organization that's having groups come in or for us in our hearing during Amazon. So like this the reason that we want the iPad is because we feel like it's like a middle ground. Like if groups do not want to use laptops, and they also are spending huge portions of their budget on paper, we're hoping that if we invest in this infrastructure of getting iPads and some other form of tablet, we can send them to
Thank you. So we're hoping that while like investing in this middle ground, we know could be typical in front of the PR, like, okay, one.
Yeah.
You guys, like, I know the PR statement may seem really, really bad, but, like, let me know what the PR statement is. Like, there might be an article that I'll release a statement, like, it just needs to be explained. Like, we're trying to do the thing, we're trying to reduce costs,
talks with friends, it's something that's going to help the other organization or any, like, students that we say it's okay. Like, let me know if this is okay.
Okay, thank you. Next thing is the exclusive representative sale.
Okay, turning back to the iPad, you know, Emma, Matt, and I were the same age, but given that they are only accessible to other bilateral groups, it's an important consideration. So, I would look at that a little favorably, and then how you all fix it. But just speaking very pragmatically, I've seen that there's not much support here, so if we don't go with this, then Ryan, I would recommend that we don't use color printing. That's one clear way of reducing costs. The issue I have, which can easily be resolved, is with regards to this program. Matt had spoken to me about this on the summer too regarding the Diversity Innovation Fund for fellowships. I have spoken to Jed and Jed. Jed, I
okay, that's seconded. I'll by unanimous consent, we'll initiate the meeting until 6:45. So,
okay, so with regards to the advocacy center that spoke to Jevin about it, and he has said that the majority of these is not inside the program, and that's why he said he never supported that. In fact, the majority of these is people like Ryan working a second guy. So he said that we don't need these short-term projects in the advocacy center. So do we really have to pass this by today, or like if we do, then can you make this a little more meaningful, guys?
So, just to clarify, so if we pass it today, I negotiate appropriations committee for money being presented. If we don't pass it today, exec will hold a special meeting and they'll discuss how to proceed, and they'll bring that plan to the appropriations committee, and then the appropriations committee can decide from there, and then we also have meetings on the Thursday after Thanksgiving. And does that answer your question? If so, next is Representative Lee Dinelli.
Okay, I think we're all at more than one pretty big part of this is that what we suggest to other groups on AFCOM is to cut for this cycle and then reinstate for the following cycle after we've done this one. However long that takes. So I'm wondering why you're so opposed to just doing that, because if this were any other group, if we were holding ourselves to literally any other standard, that's what we do. Right? So like what we saw earlier this time with some other violent groups, we cut them for this cycle. Come back and ask for more funding. And I think that the same standards should be applied to students friendly. Like, we should be here saying, like, let's try to do this as possible, and like, we have the power to do so, like, that's why we should do it. I think that we need to look at this pragmatically, because I really don't see why this is, like, a huge point of discussion. Like, even why we're considering it. I had this kind of life threat extension earlier. Even in a lot of other, like, groups don't feel comfortable using any sort of electronic devices. A lot of the conversations that they're having are supposed to be private. A lot of conversations that people don't feel comfortable sharing if you're sitting there with any sort of phone, iPad, I don't even care, like a little mic or something, like it doesn't matter, they don't feel comfortable. That's why they're very pro-paper. And similarly, like being on AFCOM, I would say that I'm very pro-paper as well, because it's different when you're looking at something on the screen. As opposed to, like, for example, sitting here, I'm also interested now, I can look at
motion
to cash.
By how much?
So I'm just like sitting on a appropriations committee, this is a 3-hour thing on every Monday. So when you're going in, like you're going in for an extended period of time, and with a lot of the things that happen on social media, it's hard to stay focused. I admit myself. But when you have a paper in front of you, it's a completely different message. It's a completely different story. There's nothing else you can do. So please, like, let's think about a surplus of this cutting, just start cutting the, like, essay funding for the next cycle. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, thank you. Just to clarify, Vice President Maha is going around one person at a time to get troops there. So otherwise, it's a sponsored amendment.
Yeah, so I agree with like your ideology on the surplus in general. So 2 years ago, I was on the last pre-sending cycle with a couple other members of like this organization now. But what the vision on surplus is that if there are no productive uses, like if a group has no plan to spend money or no like, good uses to spend money, then I agree. So we cover it. We have it like, over 2 years and we reevaluate in 2 years. If you think there are like, no productive uses of like $40,000, then I would advocate for you to like, cut that say by 75 cents
when we vote on it next meeting. I just think that idea is inaccurate because a lot of the things that we don't have on campus and things that we could be using this money for.
Another thing to consider is that this is the essay has been the only group in the past that has accumulated such a large surplus over time because in past years they basically hit the money. So cutting it would not have the same effect it has on other groups because the amount that they would cut it by to get to the same level of dealing with the surplus would put the essay below, much below what it gets and what it would be able to constitute as a budget. What is the budget now, what the funds are allocated to right now would not be able to be comparable like in 2 years based on the amount of money. I mean, that's the same thing for a year.
Is there a
message
to
somebody
here, ma'am?
I think that we need to find a way. If you don't think the money should be spent this way, I don't think the solution is to just not spend $40,000 because it's a huge amount of money that can do a ton of good on campus and things that like something that like a different violence would invest in would not benefit the entire Cornell community in the same way that you think that something that we could do would benefit the Cornell community. So I would like strongly encourage us to not go that route.
Okay, and I can take a list of right under. Which one? Okay, she's on the second group list already, so... And then third of all,
So if we were to cut our budget, we would not just cut it. We would probably be giving people like a quarterback, which is like, I get like every little penny counts, but like giving students a quarter versus like investing in the things that we say are so terrible on campus, day after day, would be a lot more useful than giving people a quarter, in my opinion. So let's like think really hard about what kind of plan that we can make. So all we have to do is approve some tentative plan that we can change in the future, okay? Does that make that second one? Please extend me by 30 seconds.
Is there a second?
So all we have to do is make a plan that we can give to the appropriation committee, as it says in line 59. If you would like to change the use of this funding, we will approve it by the entire student assembly. We will not approve anything before we have the approval of the student assembly. So this is just a plan. It's not like going into action tomorrow. I would just like to strongly encourage you to think about the things that you complain about, whether it's like blue lights or investing in a resource center or buying compost time, just a million and a half things.
Wait, are you, would you guys be able to represent today all?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so motion is can we remove the previous order and lower clause from 34 to 48?
There's been a motion on the floor. Is that seconded? Okay, so we'll now move into discussion on that motion. The representative can also say that.
The motion is to strike line 34 to 48.
Okay, now who would like to give a speaker for that amendment? Okay, Dustin Liu.
To start off, we've done a lot of research on the understaffing of the understaff. While I do have concern that this might be a really broad way to deal with the understaffing, I do appreciate that money is going to the resource centers, and I'm already indicated that there's a way that we can sort of reallocate finances later, so we're already just saying that 3% during the computation is really useful.
Okay, thank you. Next speaker's list is Representative Dunbar.
So I have a question. Is the money that you have to sell over? How is the money allocated to fellows? Or is it for them to be here and to have that position?
Okay, sponsors have a minute.
So it would be $3,000 for like a stipend, so for doing like 20 hours of work a week, which is like way, like not a significant amount if you're working the entire semester, and then $1,000 for like an internship plan. So like if they're planning an event, they have like paid to reserve like physical time and building, it would go towards that.
Okay, I just like, don't feel that money
going to grab
it. Okay,
next on the speaker's list for this amendment is Representative Bakra.
I think that I believe it's $40,000 is perhaps going to be the way of allocating that. I found it deficit. These $40,000 are potentially directed to Carroll County and the other clubs in Seattle, but I think so much potential for what we can get with $40,000. I don't think this is the answer to the early one. I do think we should use the $40,000 that we have stuck in today, so we can decide and take the time to decide. Doing such absurd that we're trying to decide in like 15 minutes to put it all in the idea. So let's try to pass something, and that means let's, I'm not talking about this, okay, we're together right now, to try to cut 95% of this. Say we're going to set aside $40,000 and create a plan to make a payment. So what we do is cut most of this, cut back that stuff. In the resource center stuff, I would suggest also, so if you make a concept plan, work with the resource centers and or work with whatever we want to be trying to. I personally think this could be great potential for using this for the industry program that the student public can fund the work at. Maybe if someone can do this money, let's just try to pass it on to 0.3 and then we're going to do something with a concrete plan.
Can I
go on next? So yeah, the focus of my motion is similar then. I do agree that the resource center should be funded, but right now we're all like, you know, working on an ad hoc way to kind of make this resolution accessible to the appetite to the SA. I think we should someone should like motion to remove all the stuff on the iPad, and to the repo center, my family is withdrawing this motion, and I'm going to be saying that the student assembly allocates $12,000 to establish pilot program for the student assembly repo center fund that aims to support repo centers such as 66 cursive Asian culture, which is the Center for Intercultural Dialogue, the LGBTQ repo center,
so you're withdrawing
and upon this, I withdraw this motion and I will come up with a new motion. Is that acceptable? If it's not, then we can change it.
Okay, next, we're going to go back to the end of the withdrawal. We're going to go back to the general speaker's list, and Representative Casher is next.
I'd just like to agree with
that
background, but if we do amend to take a lot of it out and say that we're just going to look into it, is that okay for AFCOM, and will that be better than submitting like something that has more substance?
Okay, thank you. Clerk, you know what, and then the phone.
I just want to go back to the point on the iPad, and what you would pass it, but I was in favor of, I mean, I know there is SAIC funding that could be potentially used for iPads in the library, more computers, more cameras, and I actually submitted an application in favor of that. I don't know whether they will accept it or not, but with that being said, that's one possibility for SA members to use their own computers or rent computers or iPads from these libraries. Hopefully they will have more. And then also, I also wanted to mention that I think if we can't find something to do with this money, it should probably go back to the student opportunity fund, because that is an area that we have to get excited this year.
Thank you. I'm going to ask the meeting to extend the meeting by 15 minutes. Okay. Sponsors have 1 minute. Or 2 minutes. For a minute and a half.
Okay. I'm just thinking about the $60,000 iPad and how, like, this is a discussion that, like, if we don't pass it today, then, like, the problem is going to be a money cut. And, like, that's, if you want to put it back, like, in the box, like, that's fine. Like, you make that, like, discretionary call. But at the end of the day, like, conceptually, it might sound bad. But we have good intentions. We're trying to do something right here, and we're trying to save costs over time. And, like, that's something that I want you guys to, like, get in your heads, that, like, this is, like, could be fun. It's, like, a very good thing. And because it is a good thing, we're trying to do good things just as, like, it could be spun into a bad thing. Like, it just controls, like, the narrative here, and, like, we're the ones who, like, propose this. We're the ones that are trying to do something good. So, like, there's no reason to think that, like, this is going to be bad things philosophically. Even if we're, like, doing something with a clean technology and I can't really be like funding events or something, like it's going to be reducing costs. And off of that, I just want to say that, like, yeah, this is like a really, really scummy situation that we're put in right now. So like make this funding decision like today, and like that was a mistake. But like we apologize, but at the end of the day, like this is something that needs to be talked about productively. This is something that we could like after solving like what if we don't do this, what if we don't do this, we can think about like what we're gonna spend this money on, and if we want to spend this money, we're sitting here and talking in circles and doing anything. Thank you.
Would the assembly be able to vote on this next week, this resolution for some spending the money next week, and then subsequently reject the resolution for our funding with a rationale of that being out of spending surplus?
It's technically correct. The next on the speaker's book is Representative Victoria, the CEO of the PACA.
Well, thank you.
I'll
just my point is, I think we're still talking a lot about the iPad, and I really agree with the idea that I think we should $1,000 by allowing ourselves to go digital. I know we said that adding the $40,000 or $40,000 to something student fund will only give $2,000 extra, which for system students is not a lot, but $2,000 annually makes our endowment to be great. So I know the infrastructure fund last year, whatever their products are relatively small, $1,000 range. I mean, we're talking about giving money back to putting it in infrastructure fund or something similar, or adding an endowment to add to our diversity fund this year, which we get from I think there's ways to use money that benefit all students that don't involve us buying iPads. I still think there are better ways to solve it. Going all
college was fantastic. I didn't think it was great, but I believe that we can solve this on the final by having the other ways to handle it that benefits everyone. Neither is a student person, but if we spend the money in instructor also, we can increase the year's graduate and I can inspire.
Community member Doug Gerber.
I think that's a really good point, but I just, I guess just want to close this. How long do you guys have memorial rooms for if it needs to go, as long as it goes? Like, if they're like, I'm not going to have to end that, so discussion get pushed.
I am not aware of any important demographic. I know that they need to have my mom.
Okay, I just want to make sure that, you know, this is something we've talked about, and I think that's really the unfortunate part about this, is that it has come to, like, this very, like, tight time schedule, because it is very long. I think, you know, when I initially spoke, I think it might seem like it wasn't. And all of us kind of have that same agreement. Just you guys are kind of doing this great for the student assembly, for the organization. It's just a matter of where that money goes. And, you know, it is a really bad situation. And I know that, like, it's not a fun thing to do, but I just hope you guys are already to figure it out and talk about it. And hopefully we can figure out a way to do this that's going to be as useful for as many students as possible. Whatever that means. But I really appreciate all the
Most of it.
Okay, this question is again.
So, motion to remove everything from 9:16 to 9:48. And please allow everyone to comment on my amendment if they're not happy with it. Motion to remove everything from 9:16 to 9:48. And at 9:58, add the following slide as the following words. Be it first resolved. That student assembly allocates $12,000 to establish a pilot program to fund in various ways advocacy centers like the LGBTRC, the WRC, the ACC, the 626, the ECC. And after that, be it further resolved that the student assembly allocates $15,000 to the Diversity Innovation Fund to promote accessibility and inclusivity on campus.
Okay, can you please relay that to the clerk way? And we're going to go into discussion on that and then. So who would like to give the speaker first for that amendment? Okay, Vice President Miller.
Thank you for that amendment, Siobhan. I just see that, you know, $15,000 is that, you know, a very big chunk in general comes for the Diversity Innovation Fund, and the Diversity Innovation Fund will be, like, established in the very first week of the next semester, and it will be very helpful for us to have this money. This is, like, you know, however, I have one contention. The Diversity Innovation Fund was, gets this $5,000 from the Office of Vice President of Party. I would suggest that this, like, you know, stays clear from the Diversity Innovation Fund in the sense that, you know, the responsibility of the Office of Vice President aligns the party to allocate money to the Diversity Innovation Fund is not in any way damaged by allocating $15,000 to this by the student assembly. I just feel like, you know, we have this resource from the Vice President and the party, and we should continue together.
Thank you. Next, we'll speak to Mr. Representative Justin.
Yeah, first, I have a good comment for you. I feel like there definitely is a need to support the research centers, but I feel like all of us need to do a conversation about how to allocate the money. And now, since we all support diversity, we're sort of towards this point where we have to kind of vote on this, and it's getting allocated all diversity, and not just diversity at all, obviously, but I feel like it needs to be a longer conversation to be had. If we have a plan right now, I don't really see, and if there's potential to change that, would be any reason why we're amending.
Okay, and going back to the sponsor, you have 1 minute to respond.
Yeah, I just think that although, like, I understand where you're coming from, not here, I think that allocating that much money towards one thing, even though we all care about it, isn't necessarily the right move, regardless if we, like, decide to change it, like, that positive in there. I think, like, as we just need to be as realistic as possible, and, like, if that doesn't include, like, the first stop, like, the first change, like, that's totally fine, but I don't think we should all put it all towards one initiative, because we care about a lot of things, if not one thing.
But wait.
Is there
anything
that's
going on? 30 seconds. Well, the trade-off of that is, I mean, not just the trade-off, but the flip side of it is that if you don't have to stay the next week, because they may be Thanksgiving, move on that one. And then the next Monday, the 30th of November, is the essay's final review. And theoretically, we'll go into that review having this $40,000 surplus unallocated, and for the essay to do with another organization, we're kind of taking that money off the table, being able to do that without the assembly having to come back and then change or overturn it in the next Monday meeting.
Okay, so, sorry. So,
You have 10 seconds.
Sorry, okay, so what if we do this? So we create a tentative plan, we vote on it electronically, tentatively, sometimes for Monday appropriations committee hearing, and then on that Thursday, the Thursday of that week, we vote on it like formally during the meeting. Does that sound good?
Okay, so next on the speaker's list is Representative. What?
We have a weekend executive session with everyone.
That is, yes. We move into executive session?
No.
I can't hear you.
Or we can meet this weekend and have an executive session of this weekend and sit in a room for however long it needs to take. Because, like, I'm getting the feeling from this discussion that, like, we, one, aren't ready to vote on it, and two, I would feel really bad if something happened and, like, we were just doing it to do it, so.
So, next on the speaker's list is Representative Diana Lee. First, I want to tell everyone that if you haven't got your picture taken, go back to get your picture taken. And also, because it's 7 o'clock, I would like to ask you to answer the question. We extend those by 10 minutes. Or extend that, the essay by 10 minutes. Representative Diana Lee.
Okay, so, Shalom has proposed a great position for resolution, but at the same time, he's also completely changed.
Sometimes on the weekend, could we approach personally, like, first by prosecutor or something, to approve that?
like resolution, and then pass that through the free. That's something that's an after, and then it's not like a good thing that we can do. We're not going to do this possible.
If we agree by unanimous consent, that's correct. If we go into executive session on the weekend and vote electronically, I think I can. Okay.
Point of information. Are we actually, are we allowed to do that as a charter or a policy?
Are we allowed
to vote on policy in executive session?
Just to clarify, this is not particularly policy. This is that we're deciding how we're spending our budget, and we're not actually spending the money. If we were actually spending the money, we would have to have a formal meeting. If people want to talk about a plan, then they will end up planning other organizations and plan things, and that's what the threshold is for appropriations committee, if you have a plan, then it can be done at any, like, in executive session. The thing is that before we actually spend our money, that's our rule of duty will be done in a formal meeting.
Okay. My motion is to table discussion to executive session as we can.
Is there a second on that?
Second.
All in the favor, please raise your flag. All those opposed? All those abstaining? 5-0-20-0, that will be discussed in executive session this weekend. Where is the meeting? Is there a point of information?
The executive session is a component of a special meeting or a standalone executive session?
It's a
standalone.
Okay. With that, is there a motion to adjourn? By unanimous consent, adjourn.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.